Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I have to say, this is interesting because Biggie just got a call. He and I were hypocritical of something that happened 3 years ago, which is what I usually do. I wait about 3 years till the dust is really settled.
And then you spit out a hot take.
Exactly.
Lukewarm take.
This was lukewarm, but I said, you know, Will Smith, when he hit Chris Rock on the Oscar stage, he ought not have done that. And
Biggie seconded,
agreed,
saying he had just rewatched the videos.
And said that
much more egregious than I remembered.
Well, out of nowhere, he just comes up and slaps the man, the guy who's just doing his job, you know. And the Oscars, that is a place where jokes are made about people in the audience, you know. But
there's a level, you know, certain people aren't attacked for certain things.
Yeah. And she's bald. Yeah.
Conan got a little bit edgy with the woman who was in the Netflix movie, Emilia Perez, because she had kind of disappeared from the Oscar campaign because of some old tweets that had resurfaced.
That's right. That's right. And so he made some edgy jokes about her.
Yes.
I wondered why she wasn't there.
Yeah.
Well, the woman did show up for the Oscars, but she didn't do any campaigning for her.
You know, my wife and I, this because the joke about Will Smith's wife
was her hair.
Was about her hair.
G.I. Jane 2 or something.
Yeah. And she had been losing her hair. She has alopecia, I guess. And so we saw the woman who's in Wicked on the red carpet last night, Entertainment Tonight.
Erivo?
Yes. And she's completely bald, as you know.
And I thought that was by choice.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
But I said to my wife, look at her, and with all her nails and the, you know, all the stuff in her face and everything. And I said, she's completely bald. And my wife said, is she bald? I hadn't even noticed that. And I just paused it and I said, you didn't notice that woman right there is bald. I mean, that woman is shaved bald. I said her fashion choice. Now, I thought she had a beautiful black dress on. And they apparently, from Wicked, Ariana Grande always wore white to look like,
or pink,
her her character. Yeah, or pink. And Erivo always wore black to look like her character. And I said, her fashion, you know, she's got all that stuff in her face. And I said, Chris Dim didn't even know how she could hold a microphone. Her fingernails are so long. And, of course, she's totally bald. And my wife said, what do you mean she's bald?
She really didn't know.
And I said, look at the screen. I said, look at this. But she's 100% bald. The
spotlights are bouncing off of it.
I said, it's just like you could see every bone in her head. See how?
Like Michael Jordan.
I mean, right there. She is bald. And it is, that's by choice. She shaves that head. And my wife's like, you know, I didn't even notice that. And I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. I didn't know what I was like. You didn't notice that this woman
at all
bald at all. My wife still thinks she has COVID fog. She had COVID about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And she goes, it's my COVID fog. And I said, but you had COVID like 4 years ago. She goes, I don't care. I haven't been the same since. And, you know, she doesn't notice things like
that. It is an interesting sort of catch-all response.
Yeah.
You know, if she has a misstep somewhere.
That's right. You know, and a lot of times she'll miss a major piece of a movie or something. And, you know, it'll be like, well, who's that guy? It's like, well, don't you remember him from three scenes ago? Man, COVID fog.
COVID fog. I told you.
And I always say, but that was
He's the guy with the hook for hand. Remember
him? Yeah. Yes.
From the first act.
Yes. How can you not know? And we've seen Wicked.
She loves it, right?
Yes.
You both love it.
Yes. And she's seen the interviews and the lead up and the red carpet and the Oscars and then the over after the Oscars. And just last night, I said, you know, that's a bold choice to be bald as a woman. And she goes, what do you mean? And I said, what? I mean, how can you not see something like that? Anyway, Biggie and I and Kristen.
And Biggie took a phone call.
Yes. We were talking about Will Smith hitting Chris Rock, which I thought was egregious at the time, but I was puckered, so I didn't say much. Well, now I've loosened on that. And so I said, hot take, he should have been arrested right there. And a woman called Biggie and said, I can't even say it all out, but she said, y'all are some PSBs.
Mm-hmm. Pabs.
Some Pabs. That should be the name of this show.
The Pabs.
The Pabs.
The P and the B.
That's got to be what that should be our podcast.
It should be.
The Pabs.
The Pab Brothers.
Yeah.
Ass bitches is what she goes, y'all some ass bitches for saying that because a man defends his woman. And then she hung up and Biggie said, and rightfully so, well, you're a Pab. Because you hung up and did us.
I don't respect the quick hang up. It happens a lot in here. Somebody will call. They'll say something, you know, like that. Y'all are acting like a bunch of PABs.
Your PABs.
And I'll be like, but, and before I could, they hang up, hang up. Which to me is
you're a, PAB.
A PAB move.
That's a PAB move, right?
Yeah, that's why I appreciate people like Two Wheel Hardo.
Yeah.
We don't always agree, but he'll hear you out.
Oh, he hangs in.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, he'll true. Hear you out. Hangs I don't in. Like right. when somebody just does the hang up. That's, I hate I agree. That.
And Biggie said she sounded like the woman who weighs all of about 85 pounds who stood next to me twice, three times for 2 and 3 hours until I gave her every single prize on the table that I have.
She had some sort of mind control and won every prize. She didn't win. Every prize,
no.
But she took home every prize the radio station had brought to an event.
Did she took home race tickets at yes. one point? Yes. All the race tickets.
All the CDs.
All the race tickets.
All the CDs.
All the T-shirts.
Hats. Because shirts,
she
stickers.
All she did was stand
keyrings.
Yes.
And finally, the Joan Jett CD.
Joan Jett CD.
What you going to do with that Joan Jett CD?
And do you know, I told Chris Dim, of all the things, this is 26 years of this program, of all the things I've ever run my mouth about on this program, I get more comments about Pine Straw, pickleball, and her than anything
yeah.
else. People will come up to the table and go, I would do anything to have that Joan Jett CD.
I've seen it. It's crazy how that resonates.
That happened. That started about 15 years ago. And when she did it multiple times.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, maybe it's her. Maybe she's calling us PABs here today. Mm-hmm. But Biggie,
she didn't. That seems too aggressive for her because she's pleasant enough to be
very
around.
Pleasant yeah. woman.
And
very
but it's been a while.
She would only come for you, too. I've only had a few interactions with her.
Yeah,
and it was always at a St. Patrick's Day party.
Yes,
and she'd have a green hat on that was the same size as her.
Yes,
big green hat.
Light one cigarette off the neck mm-hmm. and say to me, "I would give anything for that green T-shirt." Mm-hmm.
Is it time for her to make an appearance at St.
Well,
Patrick's Day?
Almost St. Patrick's
for Miracle Monday.
She's dead.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
You two didn't see this, but one of our two guys named Chris comedy shows. Somebody came up to me and they said, "Hey, is that woman here mm-hmm. who constantly harasses Kelly for prizes?" And I said, without missing a beat, I said, "Oh, I hadn't seen her in about, well, since COVID. She's dead. She didn't survive COVID."
That's not true.
You don't know this.
Yeah, no way
Plus,
she survived COVID.
There were no prizes to be won at the shows.
That's right.
Why would she go there? She had to pay for the comedy show.
But we would see her at something. I mean, we've had events since. We haven't seen her. And I know you all don't like time.
I don't like time.
Not but our friends.
I don't like
we
time.
We haven't seen her since before. I mean, COVID's 5 years old now.
Are you sure fact, we haven't seen
her? You know, we've not seen her at anything.
This is the 5-year anniversary mm-hmm. of COVID. That's yeah. right. This is yeah. right at it.
I mean, right. I think this is like the last normal week.
I think you're right. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
But there's no way she survived that. The way she chain smoked.
And as little as she was. But
yeah.
I feel like she just nasty.
She's wiry.
I feel like she's wiry. That's right. She just nastied mm-hmm. her way through, you know? Like, I think she might have gotten COVID and COVID was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
Yeah.
And
couldn't catch a hold of her.
That's right. That's right. I won't believe it. I won't believe she's dead. I won't believe it until I see the death certificate, the toe tag. I won't believe that. She'll be at something now. She'll get me on.
Well, you're coming up on St. Patty's Day.
I know.
Believe you guys are going to be out somewhere.
Believe
That's
me.
Right.
It's going to be a problem. That's right. We will be out somewhere. I can't even give you the
date.
I hear
you have digital downloads. Here, take them.